You live in Papua New Guinea. You've lost your mother. How do you present, and to whom, the meal which must accompany the funeral rites? You are Dan and live in Côte d'Ivoire. How do you present a funeral meal? These are some of the questions asked in the Dapper Museum's current exhibit, The Art of Eating, Rites and Traditions. Because the objects on display come from such different places, I asked anthropologist Alain-Michel Boyer if the way of thinking about and presenting food in West Africa, the South Sea Islands, and Southeast Asia were similar.
Yes, it's true, yes. Or India, people in India too, you know, they offer on in temples, Hindi people, you know, in India, they offer, you know, food, they offer, you know, some kind of drinks also. So the difference is not so big, you know, between people in Asia and people in Africa, as far as food is concerned and as far as food is offered to the gods or to the ancestors. In China too, you know, all Chinese have in the house, they have a little temple which is supposed to represent the house of the ancestors.
But let's get to specifics. Spoons. There are many spoons in the exhibit, all very beautifully carved. Some are huge.
Yes, we have mainly giant spoons. Some of them are nearly 1 meter long. And these spoons are not used, like what I was saying, in daily use. They are used only during funerals, after the funerals, when a woman in a village wants to prove that to others that she is responsible, that she's rich. And so she gathers a lot of rice, she gathers a lot of meat and animals from others, and they rejoice and they offer that to the village. So these spoons are mainly used for offering rice and also for offering money to children. They have small coins that they tend to throw everywhere around. So these spoons are only for ceremonial use, only a ritual use. They are never used in daily habit.
But for me, the smallest spoons were the loveliest.
These are from the Baole people in Ivory Coast. And people in Ivory Coast, in the villages at least, not in big cities, in capitals, they still eat with their hands. But old people prove their dignity. They tend, when they are old, they tend to have a sculpture who is making a beautiful spoon for them. And if you see this one, you have the spoon with the handle is a sacred mask. And so it means that this spoon used to belong to a man who was the head of a group of people who had the use of these sacred masks.
Such as a medicine man?
Yes, medicine man, and a man who has these masks to chase away evils. And it means that maybe people in Africa, before Europeans arrived in Africa, never used spoons like that. But they saw Europeans with spoons, so they tend to they take, you know, the spoons. But instead of using, you know, our normal spoons to take food, they tend to ornate these spoons to make them some kind of emblems signs of something valuable.
And there are many venerable objects in the exhibit, The Art of Eating, Rites and Traditions. You can see it at the Dapper Museum in Paris through mid-July. For RFI, I'm Susan Owensby.